Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Filing of nominations begins today for Tamil Nadu and West Bengal Assembly elections. Election Commission removes officers in charge of 170 police stations in West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address party workers of Assam and Puducherry today. Government allows distribution of superior kerosene oil under public distribution system in 21 states and union territories. Two more Indian tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG cross Strait of Hormuz. And Indian boxers begin their campaign at Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. And now the news in detail. Filing of nominations will begin today for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections and first phase of Assembly polls in West Bengal with the issuance of notifications. All 234 Assembly constituencies of Tamil Nadu will go to polls on 23rd of April in a single phase. The nominations for Tamil Nadu will close on 6th of April, while scrutiny of nominations will be taken up the next day. The last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th April. More from our correspondent.
This time it will be a five-cornered contest in Tamil Nadu. The NDA front led by AIADMK, Secular Democratic Alliance under DMK, the debut of Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam led by actor-politician Vijay, the Nam Tamilar Kachi led by actor-politician Seeman, and the alliance between PMK founder Dr. Ramdas and former Chief Minister Jayalalitha's confidant and first-time debutant Sasikala will be in the fray for the assembly election. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
In West Bengal, 152 Assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 23rd of April in the first phase. A report from our Kolkata correspondent.
The notification for the first phase of the upcoming Assembly elections in West Bengal will be issued today. Along with this, the process of filing nominations will also begin. Candidates can submit their nominations till 6th April. The submitted nomination papers will be scrutinized the following day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 9th April. In this phase, voting will take place on 23rd April across 152 constituencies. In the second phase, elections will be held in 142 constituencies on 29th April. The notification for this phase will be issued on 2nd April. The counting of votes will take place on 4th May. Shondipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile assembly constituencies like Bhuvanipur and Nandigram. Based on recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officer's Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. The Election Commission has issued a clear directive that no laxity will be tolerated in the conduct of free and fair elections. Keralam will go to polls on 9th of April to elect a new assembly. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Vattiyur Kavu assembly seat in Thiruvananthapuram district.
Vattiyur Kavu assembly constituency is having 8 candidates in the fray. Sitting MLA and CPM leader V.K. Prashant is the ruling LDF candidate. BJP leader and sitting councillor of Thiruvananthapuram Municipal Corporation R. Srilekha is the NDA candidate. Former state president of Congress K. Muralidharan is the UDF candidate at Vattiyur Kavu. M. Murali of BSP, B.S. Emil of SUCA Communist and 3 independents are also contesting in this constituency at the capital district. In 2021 assembly elections, V.K. Prashant defeated V.V. Rajesh of BJP while Veena S. Nair of Congress was in the third position. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see, and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. He further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for 5 more years of the double-engine NDA government. In another post, Mr. Modi noted that the double-engine NDA government has fulfilled the aspirations of the people of Puducherry over the last 5 years. He expressed his excitement to interact with the party workers of Puducherry. The Lok Sabha will today take up the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 for further discussion. The bill aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. It seeks to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. The House is also scheduled to raise a discussion on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to Morning News on Akashvani. The government has issued a gazette notification allowing the distribution of superior kerosene oil under the public distribution system to 21 states and union territories, including Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan, citing the prevailing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. Our correspondent reports that the move is aimed at supporting cooking and lighting needs in areas where kerosene had been phased out under normal conditions.
The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has allowed designated fuel stations in kerosene-free states and union territories to store and distribute superior kerosene oil for household use. In a notification issued by the ministry, up to 2 fuel stations per district, preferably company-owned outlets of public sector oil firms, can store up to 5,000 liters of kerosene. Dealers and transporters have also been exempted from certain licensing requirements to enable faster distribution, while safety and monitoring norms will continue to remain in force. The notification has come into effect immediately and remain valid for 60 days or until further orders. With Aman Yadav, Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Two more Indian-flagged tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG have crossed the war-affected Strait of Hormuz. The carriers BWTYR and BWELM are expected to reach the Indian shores in the next couple of days. While BWTYR is expected to arrive in Mumbai tomorrow, BWELM is en route to New Mangalore with an estimated arrival date of 1st April. The US and Israel attacks on Iran and Tehran's sweeping retaliation have all but halted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow shipping lane that is a conduit for oil and gas exports from Gulf countries to the world. Israeli military operations across Lebanon have intensified in the latest escalation, with Israel expanding its buffer zone in southern Lebanon and launching fresh strikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the expansion, saying the move is aimed at preventing Hezbollah infiltration and strengthening security along Israel's northern frontier. In Lebanon, death toll has crossed 1,189 in the ongoing fighting since early March, with thousands more injured. Displacement is also rising rapidly, with over 1 million people forced from their homes. Hundreds of mourners gathered at a cemetery south of Beirut yesterday to attend the funeral of journalists Ali Shoaib, Fatima Futeni, and Mohammed Fatuni, who were killed in an Israeli strike. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In the latest military development, Israeli forces carried out a rare operation linked to Mount Hermon, conducting cross-border activity from the Syrian side into the southern Lebanon. Israeli military says the move is aimed at preventing Hezbollah entrenchment and targeting militant infrastructure in the mountainous frontier region. Mount Hermon is a strategic high ground where the borders of Lebanon, Syria and Israeli-occupied Golan Heights converge, making it a critical surveillance and military position. Lebanese officials say rescue teams, journalists and emergency responders have increasingly come under fire in follow-up strikes, raising international concerns. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In sports, Indian boxers will begin their campaign at the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Women boxers Nikhat Zarin, Lavlina Borgohai, Jasmine Lamboria, Ankushita Boro, Arundhati Chaudhary and Alfia Pathan will advance with buys, Boxing Federation of India said. The championships mark the first major event of the season ahead of the 2026 Commonwealth Games, Asian Games and World Boxing Cup finals. India's Paralympic champion Pramod Bhagat clinched 1 gold and 2 silver medals at the Spanish Para Badminton International Level 1 in Toledo. Bhagat, along with Manisha Ramdas, won gold in the mixed doubles SL3-SU5 category, defeating fellow Indians Nitesh Kumar and Tulasimathi Murugesan. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets in the second match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders posted a massive total of 220 for 4 with the help of captain Ajinkya Rahane's 67 runs. In reply, Mumbai Indians overhauled the target for the loss of 4 wickets in 19.1 overs, riding on Rohit Sharma's 78 and Ryan Rickleton's 81 runs. Mumbai Indians bowler Shardul Thakur was named player of the match after picking up 3 wickets. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for a thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab and Uttarakhand during the day. Similar conditions will also prevail over Marathwada and West Madhya Pradesh today. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on Census 2027, First Census with Digital Tools and Self-Enumeration, with Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2371-7117, 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. Tehran, Tel Aviv, stepping up rhetoric with the West Asia conflict entering its 30th day has been making news in all the dailies. Hindustan Times on its top front page headline writes, Iran warns US on ground war as regional diplomats huddle. While the Asian Age says Prime Minister Modi cautions against rumours, bats for unity in Mann Ki Baat. The op-ed in the Tribune under the headline, How our oil shock has put economy under pressure cites, only a quick end to the war can stabilize markets. Until then, uncertainty will dominate the economy. Some energy pundits believe that energy prices, which have gone up, will stay at the current levels even if the war ends to compensate the damage to key refineries in the Gulf, which may take years to fix. So, even if crude supplies return to normal, the international price of petrol and diesel will remain high. A headline in The Pioneer states, airlines to offer 60% seats free from April 20th. In census, stable live-in couple to be counted as married, says a headline in The Times of India. There is a gradual shift in demand for office leasing in Tier 2 cities as cost advantage is a key attraction point, reports Business Standard, with Coimbatore, Kochi, Jaipur, Indore, Ahmedabad are preferred choices for realtors today. Banks, NPCI to run UPI cleanup as government seeks stronger digital payment system, states the Economic Times. And finally, braving relentless rain and morning chill, Jammu burst into motion as thousands of runners hit the streets for the city's first ever international marathon, turning grit, glamour and sporting into landmark celebration, reports the Statesman, as peace has made the Union Territory a destination for world-class events. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nominations begins today for Tamil Nadu and West Bengal Assembly elections. Election Commission removes officers in charge of 170 police stations in West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address party workers of Assam and Puducherry today. Government allows distribution of superior kerosene oil under public distribution system in 21 states and union territories. Two more Indian tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG cross Strait of Hormuz. And Indian boxers begin their campaign at Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.